The proposed expansion to the Rocky Mountain Industrial's limestone quarry has garnered plenty of opposition. Some of that comes from environmentalists who say it could deal outsized harm to the natural world. As part of our series, Digging Deep, What Does RMI Mean for Glenwood Springs?, Alex Hager looked into what those impacts could be.
Before the Rocky Mountain Industrial's mine gets any bigger than it is now, it would need to be greenlit by agencies that make sure it won't cause too much harm to the environment. To do that, it'll have to pass through an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS.
It's basically a cradle-to-grave evaluation of what's there, what will be disturbed, what are the potential implications, and how they'll try to rectify those problems.
That's Ron Cohen. He isn't involved in the development of this mine, but he's an expert in the field after spending more than 30 years studying environmental impacts for mining companies all over the world. He also taught about it at the Colorado School of Mines. RMI's project faces a long road of studies and surveys ahead. The Bureau of Land Management alone could take at least a year to carry out this environmental research. They're looking for impacts to wildlife habitat, how much dust will get kicked up into the air. Cohen says things like that are unavoidable.
If you're going to have a mining operation where you move earth, there are going to be changes, and probably long-term changes.
And that's caught the attention of environmentalists in the area. Julie Slivka is the conservation director for the Carbondale-based nonprofit Wilderness Workshop. Her concerns start above the surface, where the proposed expansion would cover more than 400 acres of land.
That's just decimating the habitat, right? Removing trees, vegetation, transforming a wild landscape, relatively wild landscape, into an industrial zone.
And experts say the impact will go far beyond the surface. When it comes to this mine, there's perhaps no bigger environmental concern than what digging might do to the area's water. The very hot springs that give Glenwood Springs its name, they come up through underground tunnels and caves. Chris Sanchez says the mine expansion could interrupt that.
The water that is sourced to that system comes from deep sources where water is heated at depth and migrates upward through kind of the same limestone formation that's proposed for mining here.
Sanchez is a hydrogeologist who does contract work for both hot springs operators in town, but he's worked for mining companies before too. He painted a picture of what's going on under the surface. Water that ends up in the hot springs is a combination of water from deep underground and runoff that trickles down from the surface to meet it. Long story short, digging could alter the pathways that bring that surface runoff into the equation.
Once you change the water recharging or moving into that hydrothermal system, there's going to be a change in the quantity and quality of the water that's being discharged at the hot springs.
The reason that's such a big concern here is because all of that underground limestone is soft and gets eroded by water. So the rock beneath the mine is a pockmarked maze of caves and fissures, and it's pretty much impossible to tell exactly what that landscape looks like from the surface. If this was a mine for a harder kind of rock, like granite, Sanchez says he wouldn't be as worried.
The science is much more challenging in this type of situation, and the stakes are so much higher. Because if impacts were to occur to that hydrothermal aquifer, they cannot be fixed.
Another risk of disturbing all that underground infrastructure? The ground itself could give in. Ron Cohen says water doesn't just flow through those holes. It actually fills them up and provides structural support.
You disrupt that flow, you drain that water, and suddenly you don't have the water to support the areas, and you start forming sinkholes.
And there's other water that could be impacted by this mine. Not only is it near the hot springs, it's also a stone's throw from the Colorado River. Limestone mines don't really create toxic byproducts, but an expanded mine means more trucks and more equipment. Because of all the dust, Cohen says a truck has to change out gallons of lubricating oil a couple times a week.
And it must be done properly. It has to be done on a site that is protected, contained. So just the maintenance of the vehicles must be carefully controlled.
If it's not, Cohen says, oil and fluids and even the dust itself could contribute to pollution. Rocky Mountain Industrial sent a short emailed statement regarding the potential environmental impacts of the mine. The company's CEO, Brian Fallon, said, "The BLM and state of Colorado allow mining in the area, and we will follow the appropriate guidelines, including environmental." Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.